Good Day Podcast. We want to talk to you today about how to win in your marriage. Consider these two keys. Number one, on your knees. We can win on our knees. The first option is crying out to God for a victorious outcome. The prayer brings power over the hurt places in our relationships. Praying together, touching, and agreeing brings God's love as a healing balm in Gilead. If your spouse won't pray, go to God alone until God's favor brings you to the threshing floor of forgiveness, healing, deliverance, agreement, service, and unity. 2 Chronicles teaches us this in 2012. It says, "We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help." When you don't know what to do or where to go, it's time to drop to your knees. It's time to say, "God, I can't, but you can."
Our second option to do is to walk in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we know that our flesh cries out for a lot of different things, and sometimes we can say things that we shouldn't say, and we regret those and do things that we shouldn't do. But if we operate in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, in Galatians 5:22 and 23, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of our relationships would be so much better if we operated in the Spirit as opposed to the flesh. This is a byproduct of being filled with God's Spirit. And as we operate in the Holy Spirit, we'll have to yield daily and surrender daily and surrender any bitterness, anger, regrets, and anything else that may be holding our relationship with our spouse back, and ask God to heal it, and God will do exactly what He says He'll do. God cares for us so much, and He wants the best for us, and He wants us to win, because He tells us in His Word we are more than conquerors. And so we don't want to forget this. If we want what few have, we must be willing to do what few do.
Wow, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We want to ask you to share the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you for joining us. And we hope to see you the next time. Be blessed.